Welcome to Anchor Daily. My name is Joseph Mugo. We are reading through the book of Joshua. My assignment today is Joshua chapter 19. This chapter deals with the assignment of land to the second and the seventh lot. Land was distributed by lots. They cast lots with the seven tribes that were left without land. And so chapter 19 is dealing with the second to the seventh lot. And the end of the chapter actually talks about Eleazar and Joshua receiving land from the people. So the people gave land to Eleazar and to Joshua as they requested. It is noteworthy to note that the leaders did not get the land first, but they waited till last everybody had their allocation of allotment of land, and then the people actually gave them the land. At this point in Joshua, rivers have been crossed, seas have been crossed, wars have been fought, and battles have been won. Miracles and signs and wonders have been performed. And all culminates into chapter 14, where which actually touched me quite deeply. It spoke to my heart. It is kind of hard to fully transfer personal revelation or knowledge to audiences. You see, the sermons delivered, like when a preacher is speaking at our church, every single sermon that is spoken, it's tailor-made for every person. Every person receives it differently. They receive a different revelation. They apply that revelation to their walk with the Lord, and that revelation is what transforms their lives. For me, chapter 14 spoke to me when I read the words of Caleb. Caleb says, "Now the people of Judah approached Joshua at Gilgal, and Caleb, son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, also said to him, 'You know what the Lord said to Moses, the man of God at Kadesh Barnea, about you and me. I was 40 years old when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to explore the land. And I brought him back a report recording according to my convictions. But my fellow Israelites who went up with me made the hearts of the people melt in fear. I, however, followed the Lord my God wholeheartedly. So, on that day, Moses swore to me, "The land on which your feet have walked will be your inheritance and that of your children forever, because you have followed the Lord your God wholeheartedly. Now then, just as the Lord promised, He has kept me alive for 45 years. Since that time, He said to Moses, while Israel moved about in the wilderness. So I here today, 85 years old, I am still strong. I am as strong today as I was that day. I am vigorous to go out to battle now as I was then. Now, Joshua, give me this hill country that the Lord promised me that day. You yourself heard then the Anakites were there and their cities were large and fortified. But the Lord helping me, I will drive them out just as He said." This is 45 years since the promise was made. My encouragement to somebody is this, that it does not matter how much time passes after the promise of God has been made to you. God keeps His promises. God is keeping his promise to his servant Abraham in this chapter, where he promised Abraham that he will give him this land. He will give his descendants this land. And in chapter 19, this is happening to Joshua and for Joshua, to Caleb. Oreb was given. He went out and he drove out the giants that were in the land, just like 45 years before he had declared that he would do. Whatever it is that the Lord has promised you, it will come to pass. Time is not a factor in the mind of God. You see, prayer is a process. Prayer is a process of being contrite, being submissive to his will, and praying according to his will. And when you set your mind to talk to God, when your mind is set, and when you have sought God and you know his will, and this is how you are doing your prayer, the process of waiting, the process of waiting for God to perform the miracles, the things that he has promised, they will come to pass. It is a process. Don't rush it. We don't need to rush it. And as a matter of fact, no matter how we rush it, God comes at the right time, the right way, and he performs what he says he would perform. The purpose of answer to prayer is actually to glorify God, that God glorifies himself. He receives the glory in responding to your prayer. No matter how long it takes, it will come to pass. As long as you prayed in the will of the Lord, and you prayed with a contrite, it wasn't a selfish prayer, it will come to pass. In the book of Habakkuk chapter 2 and verse 3, it says, "For the vision is yet for an appointed time, for at the end it will speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come to pass. It will not be delayed." Do you feel like the Lord has been delaying the response to your prayers? Don't you worry. God answered your prayer the moment you prayed. And now it's up to you to wait. The children of Israel waited and waited. Caleb waited and waited, and it came to pass. Now, my last point of encouragement to you is this. In chapter 18, we see Joshua admonishing the children of Israel. He says to them, "How long will you wait before you begin to take possession of the land that the Lord, the God of your ancestors, has given you? Appoint 3 men from each tribe. I will send them out to make a survey of the land, to write a description of it according to the inheritance of each. They will return to me. You are to divide the land into 7 parts. Judah is to remain in his territory on the south, and the tribes of Joseph in their territory in the north. After you have written descriptions of the 7 parts of the land, bring them here to me, and I will cast lots for you in the presence of the Lord our God." When the Lord answers our prayers, it is prudent for us to actually walk in the answer that the Lord has provided for our prayers. Do not sit after God has given you the solution or the answer you are seeking. Waiting only pushes things out for you. waiting after God has already answered the prayers, Joshua here is admonishing them. And I admonish you, don't wait. Walk into the promise that the Lord promised you and he has delivered to you. Be blessed today and walk encouraged knowing that what you prayed for, no matter how long ago you prayed about it, no matter whether you have feel like you've forgotten about it, the Lord is in the business of fulfilling promise. I will pray for you now. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you so much for the word that of encouragement that you have given me, the word of encouragement that you are giving to that person that is listening on their drive to work or just relaxed somewhere. I ask, Father, that you will quicken the word that you put in them when they prayed. You will quicken the word that you put in them when they prayed, and you will reveal to them the answers that you've already provided and give encouragement where they need encouraged, oh God, to wait on you. For even though, Lord, it seems like you are waiting, it will surely come to pass. Whatever you promised, whatever you told them you would do for them, it will surely come to pass. We bless you and we exalt you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks for joining us today. If you want to check out more podcasts just like this, you can go to bethel.ch and you'll find amazing selections of podcasts and much more. If you'd like to get in contact with us, you can email us with podcasts@bethel.ch. See you next time.